This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Right now, my guests are in the studio, sitting comfortably and ready to begin. They are. We have Paul and Sam Trenwith, just two of the band, the Trenwiths, who are going to be playing as part of the Cambridge Autumn Festival, which kicks off next month. From the 20th to the 29th of March. They'll be playing at the Woolshed, and I've asked them to come in and just have a bit of a yarn about that, maybe play a song for us. But anyway, welcome to you both. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks very much, Mike. Thanks for having us.
Paul, let's start with you as a senior member of the band and everything. Now, the band comprises you and Sam, Tim, your other son, and your grandson, Tyler.
That's right. So yeah, we've got three generations of music in there. And like most of the music I play these days, it's sort of ish music, you know.
And okay, tell me what that means.
Well, we're sort of bluegrassy. We're bluegrass-ish music. Sam writes the songs. Most of the songs we do are Sam's written. And I just play banjo along with the songs. Tim plays double bass and sings great harmony. And Tyler, my adult grandson, plays percussion and sings harmony as well. And for percussion, we've just got a kick drum and what else we've got, Sam?
Tambourine.
Sometimes
he has a shaker that's in the shape of a banana. So it looks like he's standing there shaking a banana on stage.
Yeah, which is really weird. So we've got percussion. So it's bluegrass-ish music, but Sam writes great songs and I love to play them.
So the sound of the banjo is going to give it a bluegrass feel anyway, isn't
That's
it?
Right.
But this is really, this is your roots anyway, Paul, isn't it?
Yeah. And
I think the ish comes from the fact that we as young fellas in the band have kind of brought things in that aren't particularly bluegrass, like the shaker and the tambourine and the kick drum. Yeah. They're not in a traditional bluegrass band. So that's why we've got the banjo keeping us bluegrass and then the percussion kind of making it ish.
The original songs making it unique, you know.
Yeah, we kind of add our own style. So it's bluegrass at its core, but it's ish because of everything else.
It's cool that you're doing original music, though, Sam. And that's obviously, you know, great for you also, Paul, to be part of developing, you know, the further musical legacy of the Trenwiths, full stop. But, Sam, when it comes to writing stuff, specifically for the Trenwiths to perform, do you keep in mind the fact that there's going to be banjo in there?
Yes, definitely. In fact, I've been writing songs since I was a teenager, and now I'm in my late 40s. So I've written enough songs that now I can write a song with the intention of it suiting a banjo. Right. Or, for example, I play some brass instruments too. So those songs I can write with brass in mind. But, yeah, any songs that start popping out of my brain and they feel like they're going to have a bluegrass vibe, then I start working out how can I write this to suit banjo. Quite often that might be the key of the song or the tempo of the song or even just the lyrics having something that relates to a bluegrassy topic, which may be family or
and what's going on. And you start to get a sense of what the arrangement could be.
And direct it totally to be a bluegrass song.
Yeah.
Ish.
Yeah. Ish.
Last time you guys performed at the Woolshed in Cambridge was as Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. It was your final concert.
Yes, it was our final concert. And it was a good, fun concert. But I'm getting on in years and my banjo playing is slightly, I notice it as being slightly more difficult to do than it used to be. And Alan in the bluegrass band has got health difficulties. He still sings great, but he can't play anymore due to arthritis and things. So we just thought it was time to finish on a high note. And Woolshed is a great place for concerts. It's their afternoon concerts. It's a cavernous place, you know, it's huge but very, very comfortable and seemed like the right place to have a final concert.
You get a good sound for what the Trenwiths do?
Yeah. Say that again?
Well, with the style of what the Trenwiths do,
yes.
Not quite the same as what Hamilton County was doing. Does that venue suit that sound like? Do you get a good mix out of it?
Yes, it does. None of the songs cross over. Hardly ever.
Think so.
We don't use any Hamilton County repertoire in the Trentworths. Yet we probably could, because you know Tim is in the bluegrass band and has been for 20 years.
The instruments cross over.
Yeah.
And the sound, the style of the music, bluegrass music, it's full of harmonies, acoustic instruments, and a texture which is very nice and quite nice to listen to. That building is just beautiful. It's nice and big with heaps of space to sit in. But everything sounds nice and clear, and it's
you don't get a sense you're performing in a cavern or anything.
Yeah, it's got a good vibe about it. It's actually a beautiful sounding building.
What's funny is that with the Trentworths, our regular gig and audience is often with youth groups, and we play at Festival One out at Whitehall, and that was the one that came from the Parachute Festival. Mm. We often play at church youth group events because we're a lively band and provide pretty good bouncy music. So it's like going back 60 years and where we played to our own age group of 18 to 30 year olds. And now with the Trentworths, we usually play to 18 to 30 year olds, but Sam incites them to wild dancing and climbing in the mosh pit and things. In fact, at the last Whitehall Festival just a few months ago, there was a lot of mud around and we had a lot of muddy people in front of us dancing. So it's a neat environment for me to play music. I love playing music to young people again and that. So playing at the Cambridge Autumn Festival is going to be interesting because we'll have the audience is less likely to jump up and start dancing.
And there's not likely to be any mud around. Tell me, I'm interested in the aspect of like a family band, you know, the family that plays together, stays together, sort of thing. But that brings a special dynamic to the music, I'm sure. But tell me what it's like from both of your perspectives, as Paul the Elder and Sam the Junior, what's your take each on the benefits or otherwise of being a family that plays music in this way?
Country music has often been about family bands, and bluegrass music in particular, for some reason, is about family bands. And the thing that I enjoy about bluegrass music has always been, if you're playing in the band, the age is immaterial. You know, if you need a mandolin player, if you can do the job and you're 15, that's great. If you can do the job and you're 60, that's great. You know, and you instantly become part of the band because of your abilities, either vocally or instrumentally. And of course, it's easier in many ways as a family to play. In the Trentworths, Sam is the leader. I am not the leader of the band. I'm the banjo player.
Okay.
You know, so I do as I'm told like that. But if we're in Hamilton County, not that you've played a little bit with Hamilton County, I tend to be the leader and he'll do what he thinks.
So
we share roles very comfortably, don't we?
Yeah. On trips that we've done as a family to go to bluegrass festivals, which is just a few, it's quite common that you would see a band on stage and they're called maybe the Lewis Family or whatever. There's a whole bunch of bands and the last word in their band name is family because they have probably sat around home playing that music. I mean, that's something about bluegrass music, is it's easy to sit around in your lounge and play it and get anyone that's hanging around. So, you know, your younger siblings, hey, we need you on guitar to strum this part. And it's a very join-in-able music, a bit different from being in a funk band or a jazz band. You can't just pull someone out of the kitchen and say, hey, can you play this part? Because whereas bluegrass, you can. Yeah. And then harmonies, you need three or four people, and usually it's your family members that are the closest to you. And so that's one thing about it. Another thing which has been really cool is the fact that most people aren't in a band with their dad.
Yeah.
So it's turned dad from being the guy that wants me to mow the lawns to, hey, dad, we need to practice this song. And then we turn up at a gig and dad's actually the guy that's frothing the most to get on stage and play. Yeah, so that's actually been a cool thing for us.
Yeah.
And I know that I feel stoked that to be in a band with Dad, whereas I know some of my mates don't have as much to do with their dads.
A special relationship, isn't it? I would imagine that that family dynamic brings a terrific sense of trust from the get-go.
When it
comes to joining together and collaborating on something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can probably get a more satisfactory result with much left unsaid in a family band, whereas if it's just friends and fellow musicians, there's little tensions possibly, you know, like saying, God, I wish you'd sing that song, you know, or why doesn't he do that or that, whereas I can say, why don't you do that? And Sam say, oh, I don't like it, you know, so that's all right. You tend to, I think, it just is a much more relaxed relationship in many ways. Not that I've ever had a band where we've had difficult relationships, particularly, you know.
But potentially, I mean, if you're a rock band or something and strangers coming together, you've got different getting to know each other almost. That's part of it.
Yeah.
And things can get fractious. With a family, at least you deal with those things pretty quickly, I imagine.
Yeah.
And, you know, you move on, get stuff done. While I give out details about the gig itself, you've got your instruments here, so you want to sort of set up to maybe give me a song in a couple of seconds.
Okay.
Yeah.
The gig is 28th of March, and it is the Trimworth band playing at the Woolshed in Te Awa Life Care Village in Cambridge, part of the Cambridge Autumn Festival. The festival itself runs from the 20th to the 29th of March. This is the penultimate gig, and I would imagine that tickets are going to sell really quickly for this. They're $25 from Paper Plus in Cambridge or online at Humanitix. That's human, I-T-I-X, one word, .co.nz. But go to Paper Plus in Cambridge and get your tickets there.
Okay.
I would imagine, you know, it's a limited number of seats, even in a venue.
Yes, they're limited to 200 people in the space.
You want to get to see the Trimworths on the 28th of March, get in quickly for it. But it sounds like it's going to be a riotous time.
We're going to have a pretty good concert because I know the Trimworths band music is great to listen to. You know, people are going to enjoy that. But I've always liked a little bit of variety in concerts. So we've got my oldest son, Jeremy, and his wife, Victoria, Jeremy plays guitar for this occasion, and Victoria plays fiddle or violin. And they do really nice music together.
And they're playing the night before. Is that right?
Well, Jeremy is playing the night before, playing trombone in the big band. He's fairly versatile. So we've got them contributing, and then they fit in pretty well in what we might do at the end of the show as a bit of a jam session, you know, with them playing.
I'll bring them in.
And we've also got a friend of ours, Pam Finlay, who is a woman who sang in the bluegrass band. And it's nice to introduce a woman's voice partway through the show as a different bit of variety.
So it's the Trimworths and guests.
Trimworths and a couple of guests, but some of the guests are Trimworths as well. I know that's complicated. Yes.
Trimworths plus more Trimworths.
What's that sound like, Mike?
Sounds like a banjo to me.
Yeah.
I'm ready if you are, so take it away, boys.
Okay, so in the first note of this is quite high, and it's 8 a.m. in the morning, so we'll see how we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh,
I've slowed down my frantic pace when the world is an endless race. Darling, it's you I'll chase.
What a terrific song. That's great. Well done.
Thank you.
You wrote that for meeting Kim, didn't you?
Yeah. So we had this scenario where I've been married now 25 years, but when we met, we were both just on the part of our lives when you're early 20s where you're off in a different direction all the time. The very first night we met, we met and then we decided to go on a date. We went into Central Hamilton. And it got to this point and I had to go, and she was really gutted that I had to leave. So, and then 6 months later, when we were right in the middle of our intense relationship, she went overseas for 6 months, so right. She had to go.
Right.
And then we got to this point, you know, finally, eventually we got married and we were like, right, no more, no one has to go. So that's the core of that song.
It's great to hear the backstory, I love it.
Yeah.
Well, guys, best of luck for Break a Leg for the gig on the 28th of March. Again, that is at the Woolshed at our Lifestyle Village in Cambridge, part of the Cambridge Autumn Festival. Tickets only $25 and available at Paper Plus. Paul and Sam Trenwith, 50% of the Trenwiths. Yeah. Thanks for joining me this morning on Free Breakfast.
Thank you.
Really good to see you both.
Thanks very much, Mike.
Cheers. Thank you.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.